everyone, and welcome to the Grays Podcast. I'm Becca, and I'm your host. This episode was brought to you by the Grays Fanfiction Board. The Grays Fanfiction Board is where you can find fictions of all pairings and great topics of discussion. That's the Grays Fanfiction Board, graysfanfiction.aimoo.com. This week's topic is how Preston Burke, Erica Hahn, George O'Malley, and Izzy Stevens left Grey's Anatomy. I was never a huge fan of Burke and Christina, or Burke in particular. I didn't see really kind of that natural chemistry between them, but of course that's a personal opinion. I did like, you know, that he was kind of this very calm, cool, suave guy. I really didn't like how they had him say his wedding vows in the OR and have him be this really great, awesome things, and then him leaving Christina at the altar. I didn't really get the connect of that. I understood why they did it. I understood that Isaiah Washington was fired and they had to just kind of get it out and done, and they didn't want to deal with it anymore. I understand all of that. I just really didn't like it, and I didn't like the arc of that storyline. I was really actually upset to see Erica go. Personally, I really liked her as a character. I liked how strong she was. I liked that, you know, when the chief was proposing Gentleman's Evening, she's like, well, I'm coming too. I'm just as much of an attending as they are. You know, I liked kind of that ball buster. I liked that kind of sarcastic, you know, witty woman that was on the show. And then, you know, they typed her and they were like, all right, you're going to be with Callie now. And, you know, oh, that chemistry doesn't work. Well, sorry, you're gone. So I really didn't like how they did that. I liked Erica really as a character, though. As I was preparing for this, I asked two of my friends what they thought about George leaving. The first one said, George, who doesn't love George? What he did to Callie was deplorable, but I always felt that he was a nice guy. It was sad that they didn't pass his intern exam. I felt for him. And then for him to decide he's going to be part of something bigger than himself and try to help the world, the way he died was tragic. The other said, I had such a love-hate relationship with George. I really was sad to see him leave, even though he cheated on Callie. I don't know why, but I was able to forgive George a lot easier than I was able to forgive Izzy. Weird, I know, but it's the truth. And I think that really sums up George. People liked George. People liked when George did, you know, these awesome things that he did. And they forgave him when he did kind of oddball, screwball, screw-up things. They were able to forgive him. George got more play on that show with different women. Meredith, Izzy, Callie, Lexi had a big crush on him. George was the kind of guy that women liked. And women watchers liked George. I hate that George isn't on the show anymore. I miss George. You know, the fact that it was a miscommunication and he, you know, didn't want to make a big deal about it, and T.R. Knight just like, all right, let me off the show. You know, that kind of shows you what a stand-up guy he is, but I like George and I really do miss George. I think that the way George left actually was really appropriate, having him die saving a woman. I really liked that side of George that was kind of that, you know, trauma guy, and he, you know, stepped in front of a bus for a woman. How awesome is that, even though it was really sad to see him go. Personally, I liked Izzy season one when she went into the locker room and Alex had all the posters of, you know, the Bethany Whisper campaign, and, you know, she gave him hell and she stripped and she's throwing crap at him. I loved that Izzy because that was the Izzy that, you know, was raised in the trailer park and learned how to, you know, people didn't get under her skin because she's heard it all before. I loved that Izzy, and I hated what they did to her over the course of the seasons with Denny, and she was with George, and she broke up that marriage, and she, you know, humiliated Callie at work, and she did all these things, and she kind of slowly became this really, you know, kind of shell of the person that she was. And it wasn't a transformation like Christina's had, where they've grown as a person. She kind of degraded as a person. I didn't like it. And in fact, I quite hate the way they had her leave the show. And I hate the fact that it was Katherine Heigl kind of not showing up to work and all these things that kind of led to how the Izzy storyline was kind of directed. And I hate that because, you know, I think, honestly, I would have liked to see her die at the end of season 5, going into season 6, have her just code out and then not be able to resuscitate her, because then at least we have some peace with Izzy, because right now, all I think a lot of people are mad at her. So, I personally wish she had died, but that's just me. So, leave some comments, tell us how you think. We'll be back next Thursday with another installment of Grey's Minicast. I'm Becca, and I am your host.